This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Right now, oh gosh, I love this organisation. It's a contemporary dance outfit here in Melbourne. They've been around for 25 years, and they're so innovative and still happening to this moment. I'm talking about Chunky Moves, and we've got the co-CEO, Christy Eyre. Hello, Christy.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, before we get into the wonderful organisation, which is Chunky Move, you know, like, tell us who you are. You know, like, give us your story.
Yeah, sure. I suppose not going way, way back to the beginning, but in my career thus far, I actually formerly was a dancer myself.
Yep.
And funnily enough, started my professional career with Chunky Move back in the very early 2000s.
Right.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Because, you know, like they're, you know, so famous around the world now, aren't they? And was it hard to get into, or, you know, like, were you handpicked for it?
Yeah, sure. It's a good story. I'm a graduate of the Victorian College of the Arts here at Melbourne University, and I graduated, Chunky Move did an open national audition in my final year of college. So I did an audition along with hundreds of other budding dance students at the time, and was selected by the then artistic director Gideon Obazanik to join the company actually the day after I graduated.
Oh, so I had
a pretty kind of fairy tale exit from university. So I've been really fortunate.
Yeah. Right. And did you like, you were a dancer from that moment until you then became a co-CEO, or did you move on to really? So you haven't moved?
Yeah. not really overnight. It was over about 20 years, you know, David. It took some time. Yeah, I danced with the company and again, really luckily, a bunch of other very esteemed independent choreographers that are based here in Melbourne, people like Luke George, Lee Searle, Ashley Dyer, throughout sort of the first 12 years of my professional dancing career, but then just became a little less interested in performing and dancing and a bit more interested in producing.
Yeah.
So I got a gig with Next Wave Festival, another really well-established arts organisation in Melbourne that supports our kind of next generation emerging artists, which is a multi-art form festival. So I got a gig as an associate producer with them in 2011, and that sort of set off then the next decade of my career, which was producing arts management, and now full circle coming to Chunky Move to run the company with artistic director Anthony Hamilton.
Now tell me, you know, like, the arts have gone through a terrible 8 months, but prior to that, I was also feeling the pain, you know, like with all the federal government cuts, and but, you know, like with an organisation like you, you rely heavily on support, you know, like to keep you going. Have you been stable enough as a company?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I feel so fortunate to be based in Victoria, and that we are so heavily supported by our fabulous state government through Creative Victoria.
Yep.
So that support has remained really concrete.
Brilliant.
We were one of the fortunate 7 national dance companies supported in the last Australia Council for the Arts round, which is supporting us from 2021 to 2024. But in addition to that, we do have some incredible supporters locally here, and a cohort of individual donors who are, you know, ongoing, really dedicated to the company, super generous. So all of those components kind of combine together to keep the company in a fortunately a very stable position at the moment. So we're really lucky.
Yeah, well, that's such good news. And what is it about Melbourne? Is it something in the water? Why have we got so many contemporary dance companies here? And you're like, and thriving. You're like doing, well, not thriving, but you're like existing. And the work that's coming out of Melbourne is just extraordinary.
Oh, thanks so much for saying that. And I feel that too. But really interestingly, you know, it took time. It took the first 10 years of my career, luckily enough, to be travelling to different arts festivals around the world, really to value what an incredibly world-class scene we have here. And I think, you know, high quality attracts high quality. So, you know, I think we're lucky to foster an incredibly rich and world-class independent dance sector here. We have amazing independent artists that have sort of remained independent throughout their career. And I think that's mostly because the small to medium companies that we have, Chunky included, are non-ensemble based companies. So yep. We don't have like that's Sydney right. Dance Company that has a full-time ensemble. So we're actually able to have a pretty high turnover or at least multi-use in our artists for different purposes and for different works over time. So that just creates a very eclectic scene. But yeah, certainly, I mean, you know, we're home to the fabulous Lucy Guerin, Anouk van Dyk, Anthony Hamilton, Stephanie Lake, you know, Joe Lloyd, Luke George. We've got choreographers out the wazoo here, and they're all incredibly distinct and fabulous.
Yeah. Now, how hard is it for you as a co-CEO to think, well, where do we go now? What do we do next? Or is it just so obvious what your season's going to look like next year?
Yeah, no, look, I wouldn't say it's so obvious. but what I would say is that it's sort of been our tone all year not to shy away from this moment. I suppose where we're faced with uncertainty and where we're faced with a bit of insecurity about the future, we also see the possibilities in that. And we've tried to remain really optimistic to a context in which we work within the creative industries. I feel like we have the best people in order to problem solve things like a global pandemic and a complete radical rethinking of you know, business models and normal in inverted commas ways of doing things. So I actually feel really okay about the future, and I feel like we're really fit as a sector to get through this and to be stronger
right.
in a few years' time. But that is not to shy away from the fact that it has been extraordinarily hard, again, because we do have a lot of independent dancers who are effectively sole traders, some whom have survived this year on JobKeeper, others not. It's going to be a big recovery period for the sector, but there's a lot of collegiality. So, it's good.
And now, where your studios are and performance space in most cases is that rusty old building that's sitting up there, it's supposed to be rusty. What a great, does that give you inspiration when you stand out the front and look at a building? There's the gallery space at the front and your space at the back, and then the Malthouse Theatre next door with that lovely common area in the middle. Does it give you inspiration that, you know, like so much of the answer is right there with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'd say Melbourne University, you know, right next door as well, that has the visual arts school and the performing arts disciplines really close by. It's an incredible place to be. MTC, a stone's throw down the road, Melbourne Recital Centre. It's that. And I'd say not so much the buildings themselves, although I'm sure the architects will take great offence to this, but it is the people.
Yep.
It's all of the artists that we're surrounded by and run into, you know, every day when we're going for our coffee runs, et cetera, that really makes for a really vibrant working environment.
And then all those school kids that are doing their final couple of years over at the centre there is must be hysterical when you see them. I used to catch a tram and they were just so outgoing because, of course, they're theatre kids, aren't they? And you know, like a musical people that they were absolutely hysterical when I used to catch a tram.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty surprisingly jumping place, Sturt Street, down there in South Bank. It's great. And I mean, you know, with the new contemporary art gallery that's been announced now that the government have put a huge amount of money behind in addition to a dedicated, I think they're calling a centre for creativity that will house a bunch of smaller organisations and organisations from the small to medium sector. You know, like I said before, I couldn't be more, feel more fortunate to live in the state of Victoria. I think our government is so supportive of the arts.
Absolutely. Now, 25 years for Chunky Move, what are you going to do? You know, like, it's got to be something a bit special. You know, like, come on, you just can't sort of sit there and think, oh, 25 years, people will come and see us no matter what. We, you know, like, we'll roll a ball across the room and they'll watch it. What are you going to do? How are you going to excite us?
Yeah, great. Well, of course, we did have some really amazing plans that involved live events earlier this year, but all of that got shelved for the time being. So what we did focus on, which was always the intention since Anthony, myself and Freya Waterson, who was also appointed alongside us, took over the company, was to create a really thorough and comprehensive archive of the company's work, because you don't get that in contemporary dance, or certainly not in Australia. There's not a huge history of that, and I guess it's really special for us, because when you do look back at that archive and go right back to the very beginning, you see across that 25-year period so many incredible artists that have been a part of the company or touched upon the company, perhaps even for just one project, or perhaps as a choreographer who was commissioned as part of the company's Next Move program, that have been a part of the extended Chunky Move community over the 25 years that now are situated in varying areas of the Australian contemporary dance community. So we're just so proud of that, and I wanted, you know, the next generations to come to be able to access that history in a really accessible way. So we're super, super proud to have launched this 25-year digital archive just last Wednesday.
Fantastic.
which is now available for everybody to have a look at.
Well, I have been going on and having a look. And it's fantastic. I've really enjoyed what, and a lot of the productions I have seen over the years. But some you forget. You know, like as you said, it's important to remind us of the 25-year history of this company.
Yeah, I think so. I really think in contemporary dance too, because, you know, it is still a fairly contemporary form in itself. So in order for it to be ingrained in, you know, in the psyche of people, I think it just needs to be present, and it needs to have visibility, and it needs to be to be able to showcase the legacy of all of those people, you know, past and present. So we're really excited by it. And also, I guess, just to say that it's not static at this point.
Yep.
We really will keep evolving it and updating it every, you know, quarter to 6 months to put some new content
good.
In there, to make sure all of our works to come are a part of that. So it becomes a really strong educational resource or kind of public access resource for people for many years to come.
Fantastic. And when is your first production? Have you planned it? Of course you've planned it. What a stupid question.
For next year, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. So we've got a huge amount of stuff on the boil. Actually, today I'm between film shoots for a small commissioning project that we're doing for Victoria together.
Yep.
So it was a good time to catch me in this hour break.
All right.
But our next major production by Anthony Hamilton, the artistic director, will hopefully premiere next June. It's a production called Young Lung, which has a really amazing group of collaborators, including Callum Morton doing a set design, Kiara Kickdrum doing a sound design, local fashion house Pam doing costumes, Bosco Shaw on lighting, and a small company of five independent dance artists who make the cast for that show. So we're really excited about that coming in June. We're also supporting the co-commission of a work by local First Nations artist Nayoka Bunda Heath that is going to premiere in the Yirrumboy First Nations Arts Festival in May of next year. So we've sort of got things coming May, June, and then a whole swathe of other things to come after that, COVID restrictions permitting, of
right.
course.
Well, sounds fantastic. And congratulations on this role that you've got now. And I just always are so impressed with what Chunky Move does. So thank you, and keep on keeping on the fight for contemporary music.
Oh, thanks so much,
music,
David.
I mean dance, contemporary dance.
Dance, well, it's all there. You
it's
know?
All there,
We kind of do say we're very interdisciplinary, because we rely on all of those other mediums in order to create our work. So, and likewise to Joy, all the best for you for the holiday season and for 2021.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it's been a struggle for us putting on shows like this, but we were determined to do it and to support the arts, because that's what we do on Sunday Arts.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yep.
All the best, David.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye now.
How wonderful. And please support.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Chunky Move, which I know so many of you do out there because they've had a huge impact on what we do as a creative city. They're absolutely wonderful. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.